Hey there, this is Susan Rosario with Faith Walk Stories, and today's Faith Walk story is called A Spiritual Examination. Yep, the examination of who you are, what you think about and act on, speaks volumes in terms of your character. So, do you need a God fix today? Yep, good question, right? Again, title of the message is A Spiritual Examination. Yeah, what does your spirit need? In terms of your mind, body, and soul, where are your thoughts and actions taking you? A few more questions here. What is on your mind these days? And what desires control your heart? So that is the focus of the message today. Again, do you need a God fix, a spiritual shot? Laced with peace that surpasses all understanding that leads to good behavior. So, if you don't know, let me read a scripture to you. Philippians 4:7 tells us all about the God kind of peace and how to get there. And here it is, verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Another scripture, Romans 12:2, tells us how to get there. How to get to that peace, and here it is, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. My comments on this scripture is this right off the bat. Those things and situations that influence you to do bad things, if you're doing bad things, it doesn't lead to a good God examination. Kind of catchy, right? I thought so. So here it is, you guys. You got to pass all God's tests first. And I'll show you how to get there. Just keep listening. Yeah, you got to pass all God's tests. There are things and situations that will come up in your life that will no doubt test your loyalty, your commitment to do good in your life. It will also test your faith, your love for other people, your ability to forgive when someone has betrayed you. Yeah, you're going to get all kind of tests in your life. But that's what life is about, overcoming. So the ultimate test is to test you to see what is on your mind and in your heart. This whole Christian Jesus Christ believing walk that you hear about is all to determine on a daily basis what is on your mind and in your heart. And there's a scripture I'm going to read here in a few minutes that talks about you're rewarded based on your deeds, the things you do. So let me show you how to get your spiritual shot of peace and joy and love so you can pass the test, pass the exam. Why? Because when you pass the God exam, you put yourself in a position to start receiving those God rewards given to only those who pass their final exam. And those God rewards are, Lord, I'm praying for this. And Lord, I've been praying for that. And Lord, I haven't gotten this yet. And Lord, I haven't gotten that. Those are your hopes and dreams, those blessings, those prayers that you've prayed and laid on the table and have been asking God, in some cases, for many, many years. So, here you go. The key to being rewarded with your hopes and dreams is to be 100 with God. So, here's a thought and a visual for you guys. For those of you who have gone to college or school and have gotten a degree, a college degree, had to pass the final test, right? You know what I'm talking about. The finals, the tests, you know, that last test you take before the professor determines your grade, your score. Did you pass or did you fail? It's right before you are labeled or categorized as a professional in your prospective field of education. Got it? Same applies with God. Same thing applies with God. There are things and situations that will come up in your life that will test you to see if you are faithful to the calling on your life, faithful to doing good versus bad stuff that leads to drama and trauma. So here it is. If you are 20% in with God on Monday, 40% in with God on Tuesday, jump up to 45 on Wednesday, back to 20% on Thursday. I mean, hey, it's fair to say, based on this example, you're failing your spiritual examination. So if you got to pass a test in college to finalize your degree, then there's a standard. And you have to meet that standard. Same with God. God's just not going to give you everything that's in your heart and on your mind if your heart and your mind is far away from Him. It's just that simple. So on the real life test, anything below 50 can land you a score of a D and an F. you're failing. So in some cases, guess what? Just like God does with us, you have to retake the class again and again until you pass. You cannot be given your credentials as a work of completion until you pass the test associated with your degree. I know I'm breaking it down to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, but I'm just trying to get you to understand there's some God standards here too. And the examination that God is doing on our life every single day, on your life every single day, is holding those hopes and dreams in the balance, making sure you're ready for it. Because he's not going to give it to you if it's going to pull you away from him. Makes no sense for him to do that, right? But I got some good news. And the solution to get you out of the loop when you find yourself repeating the same cycles over and over and over again, I call it the loop of a lesson. Yeah, you have to repeat it over and over and over again until you learn what the Lord is trying to tell you concerning your life, concerning the people in your life, concerning the things you're thinking, saying, doing. It's a loop. So you keep praying, you keep crying, you keep saying, Lord, you keep crying, you keep saying, Lord, you keep going on and on and on again and not realizing that you have to pass the test. And I'm going to show you how to do that today. Well, I'm going to at least steer you in a direction that can get you started, okay? So the good news is this. The takeaway from all of this is you got to be 100 with God every day, or at least 100% in with learning how to become a better person. So be encouraged. It's not all bad. You do have to start somewhere because everything has a starting point. You might start at 10% now, but after learning more and more about God's subjects in life and then applying the knowledge to your life every day leads you to passing God's spiritual test, overcoming the examination. Make sense? As a result, leads you to being rewarded with your hopes and dreams. Got it? Remember, the God exam comes from practicing God's ways every day. Yeah. Practicing the Bible every day, reading and learning all about doing good and becoming a better person every day. So when the bad and negative stuff comes up to distract you, all the trauma and drama that's around you, you are ready for the test. You are stronger and wiser and can pass your spiritual examination any given day. Make sense? I hope I'm encouraging you to be strong and ready for everything that will come your way to test your endurance, your ability to overcome. Got it? So before I sign off here for today, let me leave you with a few more scriptures. Got a few more comments to say too about this. And that is, you have to keep it 100 with God. Jeremiah 17:9 tells us this. It's the New King James Version. And it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. And before I move on, I have another translation of this exact scripture, NIV, which is the New International Version. And it says it this way. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. So, as I close today, another takeaway from the message is never trust your heart. The heart is filled, you guys, with emotions that just want to feel good all the time. Doesn't necessarily make it right, which is why the scripture implies not to trust your heart. Again, Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. So the words to focus on in these scriptures are God's examination of your mind and the testing of your heart to see what's in it, what's on your mind, and what's at the root of your heart, what makes you tick, what motivates you, and what is keeping you company every day. So here it is, you guys. Final thought, a regimen to consider, again, a God fix, a spiritual shot laced with good thoughts, good actions, good people in your life. Good, good, good makes you better, better, better. Yep. A God wellness regimen to keep you level-minded, in control of what you're thinking about and acting on, you guys, are getting into or letting into your life, I should say, starts and ends with you. You doing God versus doing whatever you want to do. Does that make sense? I hope I've encouraged somebody today. Gotta sign off. Again, this is Susan Rosario with Faith Walk Stories. Before I go, as always, remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Till next time, Godspeed.